Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to share the cost of being in love. Okay.
The cost. Oh, my goodness. That's well, fitting for 2 days after Valentine's Day, I'd
this
say.
This is according to the Investor's Observer. Okay.
Okay.
First, a reminder from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. They're in Medora, North Dakota, celebrating Western heritage and achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
Indeed. And sounds like it's time to pair up a good cup of coffee with a Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine could get a lot nicer. You just need to start getting Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com.
Well, researchers from Investor's Observer compared the most popular gifts and their costs in 2016 and again just this year, 2026, and they found that champagne dropped off the list, while a full celebration now costs $774.39. That's up 51% from $512 10 years ago.
Really?
Yep. Here's the key findings. In 2026, the most popular Valentine gifts are a greeting card, a box of chocolates, diamond earrings, a dozen roses, and dinner for two. Now, that totaled a little over $774 for the full package, $262.36 more than the top gifts 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, the most popular Valentine gifts were a box of chocolates, diamond earrings, a dozen roses, dinner for two, and a bottle of champagne, which totaled a little bit over that $512 mark for the full package. In the gift lineup, a bottle of champagne priced at $51.54 10 years ago has been swapped out for a greeting card, averaging $7.19 this year. So a little loss there.
Yeah.
But listen to this. A box of chocolates has the biggest price jump, more than tripling from $15.11 to $50.70 in 2026. Wow.
Whoa.
The second biggest price jump, dinner for two, more than doubled, rising from $80.46 in 2016 to $209 in 2026. That is the cost of love for Valentine's Day this year, according to the Investor's Observer, $774.39.
And there you have it. Hey, I have something from UPI. A 12-year-old Dallas student, this is actually a true story, a 12-year-old Dallas student's four-year-long science project may have resulted in his becoming the youngest person to ever achieve nuclear fusion.
Really?
Really. Hmm. Aiden McMillan, a Dallas Independent School District 7th grader, said he started work on his ambitious project when he was just 8 years old.
Hmm.
Eight. And he spent the first 2 years studying nuclear physics concepts before building his first prototypes. He said it took some work to ensure his mother was comfortable with his tinkering. The project concluded with McMillan achieving nuclear fusion.
In his garage, I suppose.
I don't know. This is wild. He's now applying to Guinness World Records to be recognized as the youngest person to achieve nuclear fusion. Now, I'd have thought the other person that currently holds the record would be a lot older than they actually are. The record is currently held by Jackson Oswald, a Tennessee native, who successfully achieved nuclear fusion just hours before his 13th birthday. Mm. In 2018. So I think we just have a couple of overachievers.
I think when
you're infusion, how do you even know what that word is when you're eight?
Well, they're very, very well read, I take it.
Yeah,
I think when I was 12, I was burning ants with a magnifying glass or something like that. So
a couple more Valentine's thoughts. What did the buck say to the doe on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
You are dear to me.
Okay.
What did the owl say on Valentine's Day?
Something about Santa.
Owl, be yours forever.
Okay.
Why is a calculator a good Valentine?
I don't know.
Well, you can count on it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I better wrap it up. What did the sheep say on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
You complete me.
All right. I guess you heard it here. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County in the Valentine area. I know we're just past Valentine's Day, but now you can concentrate on that trip to the Valentine area for your summer vacation. Check things out at visitvalentine.com. Keep listening to The Good Stuff.